Is that what he said?
Okay, thank you. I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:37. Roll call, please.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler. Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Chair Rivard.
Here. Next item on our agenda is prayer. I've asked Congressman Hamilton to render a prayer this morning.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I renounce Wakanda, and Jinky. Father, I ask you to be in our heart and our minds, always come together as one people under your watch, Lord. We thank you for the rain, the blessing. We also ask you to be with our families who are dealing with mourning and sickness, and please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in Christ's name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes. And those minutes are dated May 5th, 2023.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve the minutes of May 5th, 2023 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Thank you. The minutes have been approved. Since I'm sponsoring the following bills, without objection, I'd like to turn the chair over to Vice Chair Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, committee. First on the agenda is ONCA 23-66, an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $1,542,830 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. You have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. To begin with, I'd like to make a motion to amend into ONCA 23-66 a new section 5A, Center for Indigenous Innovation and Health Equity. The Osage Nation Congress appropriates the sum of $158,960 to the Center for Indigenous Innovation and Health Equity from the general fund in the treasury, and is authorized to spend according to the table below on page 14, lines 592-631, strike lines 592 through 631.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chair. This bill addresses all the FY 2023 non-tribal requests from the executive branch. The support docs were sent out this morning in reference to those from the budget analyst. myself and co-sponsor Congressman Big Horse met with Treasury and Grants prior to the filing of the bill. And if it's okay, I'll go through each of these, and I'll try to go rather quickly. If you have questions, most of these are either modifications. There are some new or additional supplemental appropriations that have been submitted. So with the breastfeeding peer counseling, of course, the funding source here is the United States Department of Ag in the amount of $85,575. This falls within the WIC department. And what we're doing is fixing, after they receive the actual award, it was for $5,979. And this appropriation will be utilized to purchase necessary supplies to support the initiative of the program. And if there's not any questions, I'll move to the child support. Again, this is FY23, and the funding source here is the Office of Child Support Enforcement. The amount is $1,099,441. This funding requires a reappropriation due to budget movement to wages and fringe from contractual. This movement is required to align with the grant budget to reflect 10% of a COLA increase issued at the beginning of FY23. There's not any more questions. I'll move to the next, which are stabilization funds. And I'll start with Fairfax. This will actually affect Pawhuska, Fairfax, Hominy, and Skytook Wheelas. This funding source came from the Oklahoma DHS, and the amount is for $216,000, and it'll be reflected in the sections of Fairfax at $85,500, the Hominy section at $40,500, Pawhuska at $40,500, Skytook at $49,500, and the department, this is new funding. This stabilization funds are around seven through the state of Oklahoma regarding ARPA funding, and it's just a supplement for the educational enrichment at all WELAS initiatives, and this will help them purchase necessary classroom supplies and field trip opportunities. Any questions, and I'll keep moving.
Yes, Congresswoman.
I have a question, just a question overall. We got these support documents this morning, so just once again, I want to bring up my complaint about getting things at the last second. This is great support documentation. I would love to have had a chance to read through it, and that's all.
If I may respond, Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. We actually received these documents week before last. We did. Yes, ma'am. We received the original support docs, and then they sent some revisions. And so we've received these in a timely manner.
Okay. I stand corrected. Thank you.
The next section is law enforcement. Again, this comes through our self-governance dollars. The amount is for $54,490. Law enforcement was originally expected to receive $623,638, but they actually received $678,128. So we're adjusting that by $54,490. The next section is a new budget for the New Beginnings Department of Natural Resources. The funding source is the University of Missouri in the amount of $13,800. The New Beginnings Project is a collaboration between the University of Missouri and the nation to coordinate learning exchange activities related to Osage Ag and Natural Resources. Chair, I think we do have some directors online. I don't know if anybody has any questions. I just wanted to let you know that we do have folks from the executive branch on the call for any questions.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Committee, please make note of who is on the call in the event that you have any questions for the directors or secretaries.
So the next section is the New Beginnings through Education, and this is in the amount of $6,900. And it looks like this will be utilized through salaries, fringe, and some IDC. The total is $6,900. The next section is the Noxious Weed Program, and I think everyone's well aware that this is a self-governance program, and the amount for this year is $87,446. This program is managed by the Real Estate Services Department, and these funds are received annually from the BIA. Owner used to purchase chemical spray for noxious weed eradication, and I'm sure as soon as this is authorized to spend, I would assume the Real Estate Services will let everyone know that that money is available for that support service. The next section is the Office of Self-Governance. Again, that money will be found on our multi-year funding agreement, self-governance dollars. This is in the amount of $252,301. Self-governance was expected to receive $337,412 in FY23, but actually received $589,713. So we're just adjusting their budget to reflect that increase. The next one is the Resident Opportunity and Supportive Services, also known as ROS. This budget originally included a tribal appropriation. It was designated as a tribal appropriation, but that is a match to these dollars. And so in having discussions with Treasury, we all agreed that they could use the matching grant funds because there is a balance in that revolving fund. So I just wanted to clarify that so everybody knows that that wouldn't be an actual tribal appropriation. That would decrease the amount of funds available to appropriate. This is actually a HUD program. And the description of this is the funding will enhance the overall quality of the department's programs and allow the home ownership program to resume. The position will assist the housing department by funding a service coordinator position. And the amount of non-tribal funding was for $222,861. The next section is the senior farmers market. These are ARPA dollars, supplemental dollars to that program, and the funding source is the U.S. Department of Ag. The amount is for $106,195. This department is that will manage this is WIC. It's the Senior Farmers Market ARPA funding, and it's designed to provide low-income seniors with access to locally grown fruits, vegetables, honey, and herbs, while aiding in the development of new and supplemental farmers market. The next section in this bill is the Tribal Transportation Roads Department. This funding came down from the United States Department of Transportation. The amount, $5,032,332. Of course, this will be managed through our roads department. And these dollars are used, of course, to fund necessary maintenance and construction of transport infrastructures throughout the reservation. The original appropriation through ONC 2294 was over appropriated in the amount of $267,668. And so what you'll see is this amount has reduced the construction budget line to align with the actual amount awarded. And that happens, you know, when we go into CEJO. A lot of times we budget on the assumption we're going to receive a certain amount, and then we actually receive the funding and have to do the realignment. The last page in this bill is our WIC. The funding source is the USDA and the amount of $4,816,491. They received this additional funding in FY23 as an operational adjustment in the amount of $1 million, so that would require an appropriation. The base WIC projected funding in the amount was $3,816,491. And then I'll just go over the information that was amended in on that Indigenous innovation with health equity. The Harvest Land Department will be operating that, those dollars. And that's all that I have on this particular bill, Chair.
Thank you, Congresswoman Revard. Committee, what questions do you have? Any motion?
Motion to report out ONCA 2366 to the floor of Congress to do pass recommendation as amended.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. ONCA 23-66 will be reported out with a do pass recommendation as amended. Thank you, committee. Next on the agenda, ONCA 23-68, an act to provide an appropriation of non-tribal funds to the executive branch in the amount of $273,934 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Revard is the sponsor. Congresswoman Revard, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. This bill is in regard to FY 2023, and the reason it's in a separate bill is because I spoke to co-sponsor Congressman Bickhorst, and again, this is a Minerals Council grant fund, in the amount of $273,934. This is a new grant, and this is for, it's entitled the Osage Sovereignty Codes for the Development of Energy and Minerals Management and Operating Companies. This was funded through the United States Department of Interior, the Tribal Energy Development Capacity Grant for the Nation will be used in coordination with the Minerals Council, of course, and it's for the purpose of developing oil, gas, and mineral codes, regs, and adopting tribal laws to establish tribal business structures for the benefit and protection of the mineral estate. This is one-time funding for the Minerals Council to develop the organizational, business, legal, and regulatory infrastructures to regulate and manage the nation's energy and mineral resources. So this will be sitting in their professional fees line item. And there was a resolution that came with this. And I feel like that's something that Congress likes to have in place. And it shows that this is an old resolution, but at that time, it was passed by the Minerals Council. And that's all I have on this bill.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. Committee questions? Any movement?
Motion to report out ONCA 2368 with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Thank you, committee. ONCA 23-68 will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Next on the agenda, ONCA 23-69, an act to amend ONCA 21-73 to provide an appropriation modification to the executive branch and non-tribal funds, reducing the overall appropriation by the amount of $49,153 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. This bill will authorize spending of federal dollars for FY 21. And the first section is the EPA UIC. This one's a little bit different. We're gonna de-obligate. It looks as though, of course, the funding source is the United States, you know, Environmental Protection Agency. And this program, as you guys are well aware of, is the Underground Injection Control Program. And this year, this is a year one FY 2021 funding that has to be deobligated in the amount of $49,153 due to a rebudget request to carry over the funding into the year two budget of FY 22. And when we get to that bill, you'll see that as well.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Committee questions? If there aren't any questions, any movement?
Motion to report out ONCA 2369 with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. ONCA 2369 will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Next on the agenda, ONCA 2370, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to authorize an appropriation modification and a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch and non-tribal funds, reducing the overall amount by $99,807 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor. Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. This is in regards to federal dollars recognized in FY 2022. And the first section is the Center for Indigenous Innovation and Health Equity. And the second section is the EPA that we just discussed in the previous bill. Again, on the first section, the funding source for they call this the CIIHE. And the funding source came from the Oklahoma State University Center for Health Sciences. And the Harvest Land will be managing these dollars. And the project goal is to restore indigenous food systems and practices to promote healthy eating and reduce diet-related health disparities. So this appropriation deobligates $148,960 from the $272,920 appropriated during the HUNCA session. And then, of course, the next one is the EPA deobligation. That's all I have on this bill, Chair.
Thank you. Committee questions? If there aren't any questions, any movement?
Motion to report out ONCA 2370 with a due pass recommendation.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. ONCA 2370 will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Next on the agenda, ONCA 2371. An act to amend ONCA 2203 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $140,236 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor. Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. This next one is, these are ARPA dollars and these are self-governance ARPA dollars. And this is one-time funding. And it's in the amount of $140,236. And it's to purchase emergency potable bottle or tanked water. And the only question, I forgot who is managing this. If Candy's on the line, she might be able to answer. I forgot who it was going to be. Or Tyler. I forgot who was actually going to be managing these funds.
Does this work? Sure. Yes, these funds come down through self-governance, and my understanding is they're going to be managed along with emergency management services. It's the last indication I had.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's all I have on that bill.
Thank you, committee. Do you have any questions? If you do not, is there any movement?
Motion to report out ONCA 2371 with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you, committee. ONCA 2371 will be reported to Congress with the due pass recommendation. Next on the agenda, ONCA 2372, an act to amend ONCA 22116 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $2,413,525 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Refard. Congresswoman Refard, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. This bill deals directly with funding for 2023. This first section is a new budget, the mobile medical unit, and the funding source is the United Healthcare. And of course, the department is our health authority board, or CCAPECA, will be managing these dollars. The health clinic received new funding in the amount of $30,000. And this funding is to reach Native American families in need of vital medical and dental health services and wellness education on poor oral hygiene and medical care to the family unit community and the nation at large. The notice of award totals $30,000, and it's over a one-year period. And so that's all I have on this section, Chair.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Are there are other funds that you need to go over in this, in 2372?
Yes, and just to let you know, the mobile medical unit, those dollars authorized were approved by the board, and they sent down their resolution as well. The next section is Money Follows the Person. It's a tribal initiative. And this funding came down from the state of Oklahoma in the amount of $218,896. And this is an elder care program that received new funding. And this funding will be used for Medicaid services to address health disparities affecting Osage tribal citizens and other Native American tribal members living within the Osage Reservation. This is the first year of a three-year grant, and it has potential to have total funding of $660,267. Again, this will be operated through our health entity. The next section is Native Connections. Looks like this is a block grant, and the funding came from HHS in the amount of $176,218. The Prevention Department will be managing this funding. They received the final year funding for their award in the amount of $250,000. And as of today, the notice of award total will total out to be $1,250,000 for this five-year grant. This is the last year of funding for this award. And the total period of performance was through 2019 through 2024. This funding was previously appropriated in the amount of $1,073,782, and this request will shore up the appropriations with the total award. Again, this will be operated by our health entity. The second one is the special diabetes program. This is a new budget. This came down from HHS in the amount of $370,918. And the diabetes program will be managing these dollars. This funding seeks to support diabetes treatment and prevention activities. And the diabetes team will implement programs based on the identified diabetes-related community needs, and activities will be targeted to reduce the risk of diabetes in at-risk individuals and provide services that target those with new or onset diabetes and provide high-quality care to those diagnosed with diabetes and or reduce the complications thereof. And the last section in this bill is the substance abuse prevention and treatment aftercare. And this is a new budget. And this is for $400,000. The prevention department will manage this. It looks like they've received funding for year two of this grant. And this funding provides an opportunity to expand on effective strategies while implementing practices to reduce the prevalence of substance abuse and the overall use of addicting and illicit substances among American Indian and Alaska Native populations. And the final section in this bill is the 988 Counseling Center, and this is an amount of $125,000. This is a SAMHSA federal funding. The Counseling Center will manage these dollars, and this funding will be used to begin the process of bringing culturally competent 988 crisis care to Osage people. And that's all I have in this bill, Chair.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. Committee, do you have any questions for Congresswoman Rivard or any of those that joined us this morning? If there aren't any questions, any action that the committee would like to take?
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Redcorn.
Motion to report out ONCA 2372 with a due pass recommendation to Congress.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion carries. Thank you, committee. ONCA 2372 will be reported with a due pass recommendation. At this time, I will turn the meeting back over to Chair Rivard.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Congressman Big Horse, for co-sponsoring these bills. And thank you to Treasury and the Grants Department and the Chief's Office for joining us to go over these bills prior to the appropriations meeting, or actually before session. I know the dances were in place, so everybody was tired, but everybody did good work, and thank you for submitting the support docs. And that's all that I have, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you, committee. We're adjourned. It's 11:16.
Already over?